Vayter in Chasser Bavabasa Daf Yural, speaking upon Yural, about 12 lines down or so, the first words lines are Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, Maise Bemunbaz Amelech. There's a story about Munbaz, the king. He is one of the Chashmonai kings, a son of Helone Hamalka. Fascinating, says Rashi. Shabizbez Otsrosav, the Otsrosavasav. He basically used up all of the treasuries of everybody. He spent mad cash. B'shtei batzoros, in order to go out during the times of famine to feed people, feed the poor. V'chavru lov echav v'bisaviv, his brothers and his father's family, they came together against him. V'romun le'setom, avasecha gonzu v'osifa el shalav asam. Your fathers, they held on to their money, added money to their forefathers. V'atam mevaz bezam. You go and you're going, you're just getting rid of all the money. What's going on? He says, my family, they held on to the money lamata, meaning down over here in this world. And I held on to it in the next world. When truth will sprout from the earth, charity will gaze down from the heavens. Rashi says, "Af mishamayim nishkaf at tzedek l'shalem gemul nishkaf mabit kamo nishkafa v'chibiv." It's looking down. Klom eschus at staka mabit u'mestaka l'mata. It's looking down. The schus of staka is looking down on me, and that's a very good thing, by the way. Avosai gonzu makom shayat shel hizba. My forefathers, they kept in a place where, you know, the hand. Hand rules over. Where no one can go and they can touch it. Charity and justice are your thrones. Foundation. They're right under the kisei hakavod. Now, the avosai goes to davar she'ein da'osei peiros. My father's left over something. They held on something that doesn't give any fruits. Rashi says, "Vakaren kaim." Oh, vanigan asti davar shosa peres, something that does do peres. Rashi says, "Vakaren kaim lo mabba." Vaperes ochel b'chayev shenemar kipri ma'alolem yochelu. Vanigan asti shenemar imru tzadik kitov kipri ma'alolem yochelu. Save the righteous man that it shall be good, for they shall eat the fruit of their deeds. Avosaygan so says, "My mom and they held on to money." Vanigan asti so says, "The fashos I held on to souls, are people that I took care of because of the fact that I give money." Rashi shenemar v'lokech nefashos. Chacham b'hai kra. Shenemar, pri tzadik eitz chayim v'lokech nefashos chacham. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and one who acquires souls is wise. Havasai ganzu l'chermi, held on the money for others, v'nigenasi l'atzmi, but I held on for myself. In other words, they held on to their wealth for others to use, but I held on to the reward for myself. Shenemar u'lechati atztaka, and for you it shall be charity. Avosai gonzu l'mazeh, v'niganasti l'mabah. Shenemar v'alach l'fanecha, tzidkecha, kvod Hashem yasvecha. And your charity shall go before you, and the glory of Hashem will be your reward. Inachin, I may spend all this money, but you know, at the end of the day, it's all good. Next part of the mission, we said last part is Vim Kanaba Beis Dira Hare Hu Kan Shea Yir. Unless he buys a house in the city, then he becomes part of the citizens of that city. He has to start paying for all the stuff that mentioned the Mishnah. Masnis in our Mishnah that says, that only if you buy a full-on thing you get immediately. The local Bisham Gamliel, the Tatum, Bisham Gamliel Omer, Im Kana Bach Karka Kolshu. If you bought even a little bit of Karka, even when you can't buy a house on it, it's too small, Ryu Kansheri, you still become Kansheri, even at that place, even if it's a very small, small thing over there. Right? Because buying it means that you want to see it over there, and therefore it's like you're part of it. I vote Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Only if it's something that you actually build on it. But here we see even not that still. It says, in the world of Rishon ben Gamliel. Now we're going throwback. This next mission is taking us back to a discussion with Daf Gimel. That is that we know that if you have a chatzer between, let's say you and I own a chatzer, we want to split it. Can't force them to do it unless you have something which can be used. It's got to be at least 4 amos each. Ein cholken es a chatzer. We don't force it to be a split of a chatzer with a partner. Achi arba amos hazev arba salzev. Until when you go to split up, each one I'm going to have arba amos. Velo es hashadem. We don't split up a field that achi but tisha kabin lazev. Tisha kabin lazev. Wow, that's a lot over there. You have to have enough land there to plant 9 kav of seeds. If it's less than that, ain't chashuv enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Achei batisha chatzai kabin lazeh." Until there are 9 half kabs for that, zuchas kabin lazeh, and 9 halves for that. V'lo es a gina, ache b'chatzi kav lezeh, v'chatzi kav lezeh. The gina is for vegetables. The other one's for grain. This is for vegetables. They have to have half of a cow for this one, half a cow for that one. That's how much you need. Rabbi Kiva Omer, beis rova. He says it's enough even if they get a quarter cow. Not half a cow, but a quarter of a calf. V'lo es a traklin, v'lo es a moron. See, a bunch of things besides this. A saloon, a traklin is a like a palace. V'lo es a moron, and not a hall. V'lo es a shovach, not a place where you keep the pigeons. V'lo es a talis, or a cloak of sorts. V'lo es a merchas, v'lo es beis a bad. V'lo es beis a shlochin, a bathhouse, or where they, the place where they have the olive press, or an irrigated field. Until there's enough for both partners. This is a general rule. Anything that when you split it up, it still retains its name. Then we split it up. If not, then we don't split it up. When is it true that this is the case? This is when they both don't want to go and do this. Both of them actually want to do it. I feel then even less than that they're able to go ahead and they can split it up. V'kisvei HaKodesh, we saw this quoted earlier. V'kisvei HaKodesh, when it comes to if you own different scrolls, Rashi says Chavta al Tzfarim v'hayu regil lekosam megillion k'sefer Torah, they read it in like a scroll like k'sefer Torah shalanu lefika genai. You're not supposed to go and split it up. Because it goes off of Misha Stem Rotsin, Loyach Lok, you both of them want to do it, you're not allowed to do it. So the statement we said before, and if they want to, they can, that we know, but it's just said more for the next comment, and that is that these things you're not allowed to even want to. I'm Rabbi Yassi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Arba Amos Shamru. There's four Amos that we said over here, that is the minimum over here, is Chutz Misha Psachim. This is excluding the area of the entranceway. You know, this has got to be a little bit more than Arba Amos, right? Arba Amos. Rashi says, "Chatzis shoshteim shnei batam chusim psuchim." So open up into it. V'lefnei Pesach arba amos tzorich ha'bayis hein lifrok maso. It's part of the what's necessary for the house to have in order to drop off your load when you go to drop stuff over there. Amos tzorich ha'bayis hein lifrok maso me'al chamaro. So it's actually eight amos. You have to have four amos for the entranceway that you're going to be able to drop off your stuff from your unloading your truck, your donkey, and then besides that as well, you have to have four amos. Tanya Rechavir Bryce supports this. It's not good enough unless you have eight amos for each one of them. But we said our Mishnah, Abba Amos, Azef, Abba Amos, Azef. We said four for each. Elishbami, no. Kidravasi Shma Amina. Clearly what he's saying is that four amos besides the four amos of the entranceway. Beautiful. Viter. Some of those have brought this out as a contradiction and not, you know, as a support, but then it works like this. We learned in the Mishnah, we don't go and split up this chatzer. There's four, each of these four amos. Eight and eight. The four of them said is besides the psachim. And the Mishnah is saying, like we said, the kondravasi, it speaks only about arba amos needed for the basic courtyard of the Brisa, is saying another four amos for unloading. Amar Avuna Chatzim is like a Sefri Psacheha. Rashi says it's talking about a fascinating case. A guy owns two houses in the Chatzir. One of those houses has one door that goes into the Chatzir. Try to imagine a big open square, and inside of it, there's two houses, one on one side, one on the other. And one has a door that goes in and out of the house, the Chatzir. Another has two doors that go in and out of the Chatzir, one side and the other side. Like, you know, like you're facing a building a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, there are two doors over there. This guy dies, he leaves it over to his sons. So Reuven gets one, Shimon gets the other. And now Reuven, when he, let's say, Shimon, and if they want to, but if the brothers then want to go and split it up, the one who has two doors gets 2/3. It gets split up according to the doors. That we give four amos to each Pesach, and the ref said, no, we go and we split equally. Tanya comes into Rav Chisa. Rav Chisa actually supports Rav Chisa. Psachim shem chatzay shem arba amos. Hayu lezeh pesach echad ulezeh shnei psachim. Zeh sheyish lo pesach echad nota arba amos. Vzeh sheyish lo shnei psachim nota shmon amos. Vashar chol kamashavet. The rest of it you go and you split equally like Rav Chisa said. Hayu lezeh pesach rachav shmon amos. Then he gets those notel shmon amos. Can I get a pesach? Vah arba amos bechatzar and four in the chatzar. Arba amos bechatzar. Mayu v'detayu. Sounds like he's getting 8 and another 4. Well, what's pshat that he's getting an extra 4? Amar Abayach, Kamer, to say, no tel shmona amos ba'orech ha-chatzer. The owner gets 8 amos along the length of the chatzer in front of his entrance. Va'arba amos ba'orech ha-chatzer, and then 4 amos along the width of the chatzer. So he gets an 8 amma by 4 amma piece of land from his entrance. So the 4 amma of the chatzer doesn't mean a second piece of land, but it's talking about the depth of 8 amma strip that goes across the courtyard. Amar, amemar, hai, pira, de su, souffle. There was a pit. There was, hai, pira, de souffle is a pit of date stones. Rashi explains what, as we talk about over here, is a pier de souffle, michi yesh lo chafira, like it's dug out, b'chatzer, in his courtyard. Shenos ba gareini tamar, he put date seeds there. L'maychal behema, for animals to eat, yesh lo arba amos b'chatzer l'chos v'yosea, his arba amos in it for all sides. Rashi, that's back in the bar. Yesh lo arba amos l'chol ruach v'ruach. He has 4 amos to each side of the pit. The father was leaving over 4 amos on each side to be able to go and put these date stones right into the pit. This is only talking about when they didn't set up where the entrance is, where the actual entrance is. In that case, he's getting 4 amos on all sides to be able to go dump in all these pits. Beep, turn the page. Get off the base. Aval, miyachid lei, pisca. If he set aside, a pesach ain't lo el arba amos of the pisco, he only has the 4 amos in front of the pesach. Rashi says, aval, miyachid lei pisca, shahi lo pesach la so peso. Eitzel a chafir that opens into that. But there also pesach a yurugil lahash la chagrin, that's where he threw it. Vlitlon, ain't lo bachatzer vishvil a chafir el adalam a shalufte osa pesach, only opens from the entrance of that particular place. Now, we have spoken about this way back in Sanhedrin, Sukkah. We spoke about it in Erevin, something called Nachsadra. Nachsadra is a roof that's supported by pillars, but it doesn't have any walls. As I look to Rashi, but Nachsadra, this is Kevin de Isla, the Funos of Filu, the Ma'al Legao Mefarik. Right? So, yeah. All right. This, the last to ain, since it doesn't have these things. Anyway, Amravuna Chsadra, ain law Arba Alma Chsadra does not have this Arba Alma thing that you get. Time of my, why is it they don't get the Dalet Amos in front of it? It'd be Shom Peruk Maso. Because what's the reason that we allow you to have that is in order to unload the stuff you got to unload over there. In your houses, they have a lot of stuff over there. Therefore, you're not able to go and get stuff, the animal there. Rashi says, Yifrok Sham Maso, Mial Hamaro, Levisha Stam Bayez, Eno Panu, and Mikilam, there's a lot of stuff in the way. And it's not clear from all your vessels. V'yef Shalachnis Hamor, Maso Bayez, Lefrok Sham, therefore, you need something else. Hachav Shadayel Gaveo Parig, but over here, by this Achsaja pavilion, it's possible to go inside and the animal in there and go and unload over there, and therefore you don't have to give this Dalet Amos Shtickel. Says Rashi, Hachav Achsaja, given the less lay, oh, that's what I read before, given the Ain La, the Fun, Hachav Shadayel Gaveo Parig. Masav Rav Sheishes, Echad Shari Batam, Echad Shari Achsajos, Yeshlam Arba Amos. Oh, straight up right, so it says that the gates of houses and the gates of the Achsajos are 4 amos. You get 4 amos to go and unload over there. It says straight up they do get it. Says Gemara Kitanya Hi, when that says it's Achsajo the Bei Rav. That's what the Achsajo Bei Rav of the school by the yeshiva. And they had a lot of furniture over there. It had 4 walls. Sorry, it had 4 walls, and but there were windows on all sides. So that's why it's still called the Achsajo. Achsadra, but point is that he did have stuff that was in there, and therefore they had the 4 amos in the front of it also. Achsadra, says the Gemara, Achsadra debate Rav, Pshita, obviously he's going to have Dalet Amos. It's Runam Alyu, because it's like a regular, it's a regular place, a regular room. So that can't be what we're talking about over here, because then there wouldn't even be a question that would be the case. So I have to be talking about a regular chsadra, which kind of goes against what the Rav Chisda said. It says, Gemara, Ela Chsadra Rum Yasa. It's talking about a Roman chsadra. Rashi says, Mukafos Defanos Temuchos. It's short walls. Shem Yos Latikra doesn't get up to the ceiling. That type of setup, the Roman pavilion, was something which was considered closed enough to have stuff in there. It wouldn't have been pshita or pashat over there. And the Bryce is telling you that type of thing is like a closed room. You do keep the stuff there, furniture. You can't load and unload over there. And that's going to get Dalet Amos. Rav Huna, was talking about one that didn't have walls at all. Tanu Rabbanan, Beis Shar Achsadio Mirpeses Sheish Lamarba Amos. Beis Shar is like the foyer, like when you come into a house, a mansion, there's like this small closed area that's in front of it. It opened into the Chatzer, the Achsadio, we said, and a Mirpeset is like a balcony on the front of a second floor of a two-story building. And people that would live there on the second floor came out to their apartments onto that area and then came down by the steps. Try to imagine like a motel with, you know, second floor, third floor, but it's like an outdoor thing. So these things over here, let's say you have five apartments on the second floor of the thing, opened up into this mirpeses, and they use the same staircase to go up and down, you know, to get up there. All they have is Arba Amos, by the actual staircase. They don't get their own area of the chatzer, right? But they get it by the staircase. Ba minei Rabbi Yochanan mir b'yanai lul shatana golim yish l'arba amos ein lo arba amos. What about a chicken coop? Does that have arba amos in front of it or not? Rashi says, bais katan shemegatun bo tana golim. It's a small house that they have chickens over there. Yish lo pesach l'chatzer. There's an entrance to the chatzer. Yish lo dal amos b'chatzer or lo? Does it have in the chatzer or not? Amar lei, my time of my Amar lei time amai. What's the reason that the rabbis say that you get dalar amos? Mishum perikomaso, because you have to go and load. Vahacha mitapis vaola mitapis ziorid. Here, the owner of this chicken thingamajig doesn't unload. The chickens go up and they go down in and out by themselves. Therefore, you don't get this dalar amos shtika going on. Let's say you have a building, the house, that half of it has a roof, the other half doesn't have a roof, and opens a chotzer. Yesh lo dalar amos? Does it have arba? Does it have yesh lo dalar amos or ein lo dalar amos? Does it have arba amos or not? Amalei ein lo arba amos. This does not have arba amot. It does not get ein lo dalar amos. Lo mi bai. So we say lo mi bai kiru yo miligev. We don't have to tell me that the building is not going to get dalar amos if its covering was inside and the open part of it came out into the chatzer. Defshadale gavim afark, because in that case it's possible to come in the part that's not covered, come and unload over there. Ela afila kiru klape chutz, even if its covering was outside, it's revealed, it's open on the inside and covered like on the outside. That too, afshadale gavim afark, because you can go and bring in the inner place and the uncovered part and unload over there. So the owner of this partially covered structure does not get the dalar amos. I don't care where exactly it's exposed, either on the outside or on the inside. You have to picture this in your head. If you have a picture, that's great. If you don't have a picture, I'm going to try to describe it to you. Try to imagine that you're walking along the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you walk into an alleyway. When you walk into the alleyway, that's called the Mavoi, then you have on your left an entranceway. When you walk in 10 feet, you have on your left an entranceway. On your right, you have an entranceway. On your left, you have an entranceway into a chatzir with his two houses. On your right, you have an entranceway with his two houses. Now, one of those, let's say, decides that they want to now open it up in another direction. That is, that close up the, either close up or not close up, but let's say, you walk through that mavoi, and instead of making the left, that there's an entranceway into the chatzer, imagine they close it off, but imagine before they close it off, you go through there and go straight to the entranceway to another mavoi, right? That goes into, in between two other houses. That's what we wanted to know now. He wants to open up his entranceway into another mavoi. Can the people of the other mavoi stop him from doing so? Can they not stop him? They can stop him from doing it. We're talking about the second mavoi. People can stop him because if he does that, then it's going to be making more people come in and out of their mavoi, and they want to keep it, you know, smaller. Therefore, they could stop him. Achsanya. When the king's army would pass through, people that lived there had to give them a place to stay. Rashi says, Achsanya. Chayel shel melech hamutal abnei ir losses la machsanya b'tein, have to give them a place to sleep. Lefi b'nei adam mischalekes is is it split up according to the number of people that are in each building? Is it split up according to the entrance that the building has? That is, the law was, you had to take them in. Question is, how many soldiers come in per thing? So it wants to know, you have a bunch of families living in the building, there's one or more entrances. So the Gemara is asking, the number of soldiers that gets assigned to each building, how do you work it out? Do you work it out by the number of families in the building or by the number of entrances to the building? So if you go according to how many entrances are in the building, then an apartment building that has several families but only one entrance would only get one unit of soldiers. So Amar Lehi says, Lefi b'nei adam eschalech, is according to the families that are living there. Kami Namelchi, the Brisa supports that. Zevel shebechatzim eschalech is v'psachim. Zevel fertilizer. Rashi says, lezevel sados. So the fertilizer that's in a place where they have a jointly owned chatzah is divided according to the number of entrances that are in the chatzah. The chatzah goes according to the amount of people that are living in that place. Let's say you have a guy, someone of the people that live in this mavoi, and they want to go and close off the Dalin Amos unloading area opposite the Chatzer's entrance, and wants to put a wall around it. The other residents of the Mavi can stop from doing it because it's increasing the way for them to go and to walk. And we know that you have Dalin Amos. And we were assuming also that you not only have dominoes by your chatzer, but also that goes into the mavoi also. So if someone wants to close up his little area, can he do it? The answer is no, because it's going to impact the people. Even though the chamim gave the chatzer, the people living there, dalat amos and their mavoi for unloading, it belongs to all of the people of the mavoi. And you know, you can't have someone that's going to mess everyone else over. Picture very helpful. This is like Mamish reminding me of Ervin. Yeah, because a lot of the Ervin cases here. You have a Chirushis Rabbim. It goes into an alleyway. And just imagine a long rectangle. When you walk in, it's a long alleyway that is very narrow from left to right, but straight ahead is very long. And if you walk 5 feet on your right, there's an entranceway to a chatzer. You go another 5 feet, another entry to a different chatzer. Another 5 feet, another one. Another 5 feet, another one. Another 5 feet, another one. So you have chamesh chatzers, psuchos amav, they open that chatzer, so that mavoi. Kulam mishtamshes b'chatzona. All the people of this mavoi can use the mavoi opposite the outermost courtyard, outermost chatzer, means closest to the area where people are coming, you know, to the Rishus Sarabim, because all of the right to go through this area to get to the Rishus Sarabim, they can use it in any way that doesn't block, you know, people that are going in the Mavoi. The ones that live on the outermost chatzer can use only the mavoi that's opposite their own courtyard. So, like, imagine you walk into the alleyway on number right, and when you make a right, you're going into chatzer, it's number one. And as you get further in, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 can all use opposite one. But one can only use opposite one. Vashem shabshos na shnia, and the rest of them can use the second one. V'ashniya mishtameshes la'atzma can use his own. Mishtameshes b'chitzonim with the outer one. 2 can use 2 and 1. And 3 can use 3, 2, and 1. And 4 can use 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 5 can use 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nimsis panim, he finds that the innermost one, mishtameshes la'atzma, he only uses one, and the other one can't use it at all. Mishtameshes imkol achas v'achas, use his, and only no one else can use it. And he can also use the other ones as well. So we see that the residents of a mavoi have the right only in the part of the mavoi that they are able to go past. So the braisa therefore goes against Rav Huna, who said that all of the residents of a mavoi, even those from the chatzah closest to the public, you know, to the Rishus HaRabim, have the right to go and protest the thing that's going on, but it's not true. So it's because one can only protest against one, 2 can protest against 2 and 1, 3 about 3, 2, and 1, 4, 4, 3, 2, and 1, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, but one can only do against one. So it's going to it's machlokes tanaim. The time will tell Brisa. Echad mibnei mavoi shebikesh lachzer pischal the mavoi acher. One of them wants to go and open it to another one. Bnei mavoi me'akven alav, they can go and stop him. Hayo sasim. Let's say the original entrance of the house opened into the second mavoi and it was closed off because supposedly he wants to open it up. Ain bnei mavoi makvim lo, they can't stop him. Different rebbe, it's like a rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Chamish Chatzer Sepsuchos LaMavoi. We have 5 that open to mavoi, like we said, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Kulam Shtamshes Mavoi Zom Zo. Each one of them can go out and use the mavoi over there. Rashi says Bechol LaMavoi. Vafil Chitzon Alapnimi. Even number 1 can use number 5.
fact, the Gemara Chatzeros Man Dekar Shmei, whoever said, mentioned these ideas that Rav Shimon Lazar would say his opinion about it, Rebbe only said about fixing up the entrance of a Mavoi. He says, well, Chasir Mechzor, Avach Katani. The Chain, similarly, Chamish Chasir's Pesach of Mavoi, Via 5, Chasir's Amat Mavoi, Kul Mishnah Shizim Chasona, Vachisona Mishnah Shizim La'atzma. Right, Div Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also made Chamish Chaserus Pesuchos LaMavoi. Kulam Mishtamis LaMavoi. All of them can use the Mavoi. So we see right that the ones even in the outermost have the right to use even the most innermost one. So it comes out that any one of the Mavoi has a right to go and protest anything that's happened anywhere in the Mavoi. Rav Huna is going according to the Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, who says such an idea, as opposed to Rebbe, who says that it goes 5, can do 5, 3, 2, 1, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 3, 2, 1, 2, 2, 1, and 1, 1, and therefore it wouldn't work over there. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to tell you all a great, great day.